Hello, and welcome to S&C Critical Insights. I'm Katie MacArthur, a partner in S&C's litigation group and co-coordinator of the firm's commodities, futures, and derivatives practice. Today, we're going to talk about the CFTC's new enforcement advisory for foreign corrupt practices matters. With me today to discuss is one of my litigation partners, Aisling O'Shea. Aisling is a member of our Criminal Defense and Investigations Group and one of the coordinators of our FCPA and anti-corruption practice. Aisling previously spent over 5 years in the FCPA unit of the DOJ as a prosecutor. Hi, Aisling.
Hi, Katie.
Aisling, the CFTC's newest enforcement advisory is an announcement that the CFTC is entering the FCPA enforcement space. But traditionally, this is a space that the DOJ and SEC have enforced. Is that right?
That's right. Historically, both the DOJ and the SEC have been very active in enforcing the FCPA, especially in the last decade or so. And indeed, they have been the sole enforcers of the statute since it was enacted in 1977. To give you an example of more recent enforcement trends, according to data from the S&C and Stanford Law School's FCPA clearinghouse, the DOJ and SEC initiated a combined 42 FCPA actions against companies and individuals in 2018 alone, which is only slightly down from the 2016 all-time high of 57 actions. Potential FCPA liability can have serious consequences for both corporations and individuals. Last year, the DOJ's enforcement actions resulted in $597.2 million in fines, penalties, and forfeiture payable to the United States. Given both the severity and the size of the potential penalties for FCPA violations, corporations and individuals need to be extremely mindful of the FCPA. And the CFTC's new enforcement advisory promises even more activity in an already busy area of the law for corporations.
Now, at this point, Aisling, our listeners might be wondering why the CFTC would want to join this already crowded FCPA enforcement space. According to James McDonald, the CFTC's Director of Enforcement, the CFTC is trying to identify areas where there are potential gaps between the space that the SEC and DOJ traditionally have looked at and the space that would fit within the core of the kinds of things that the CFTC looks at. While it's too early to tell how the CFTC's entry into this space will play out in practice, Director McDonald recently described several potential scenarios where he believes an FCPA enforcement action would fall within the CFTC's core mission of enforcing the Commodities Exchange Act. Among the scenarios he described were using bribery to secure business in connection with regulated activities, such as trading, advising, or dealing in swaps and derivatives, as well as employing corrupt practices to manipulate benchmarks that serve as the basis for related derivative contracts. Director McDonald also said that corrupt practices could impact commodity prices, which could in turn affect U.S. derivatives, and that would be something that the CFTC would be focused on. Before I turn to the specifics of the CFTC's enforcement advisory, Aisling, could you describe for our listeners the DOJ's current FCPA corporate enforcement policy?
Sure. So the corporate enforcement policy, which was recently amended, enacted in 2017 and an outgrowth of the FCPA pilot program before that, seeks to encourage self-reporting, cooperation, and remediation by companies. And in order to encourage those things, the corporate enforcement policy presides for a presumption of a declination in a case where a company voluntarily self-discloses, fully cooperates, and effectively remediates. And even for those companies that do not voluntarily self-disclose, the FCPA corporate enforcement policy provides for a reduction in penalty of up to 25% off the bottom of the U.S. sentencing guidelines fine range for companies that both fully cooperate and fully remediate.
The CFTC's enforcement advisory sounds similar to that DOJ policy insofar as it also provides that the Division of Enforcement will recommend a resolution with no civil monetary penalty for companies and individuals who timely and voluntarily disclose violations of the CEA that involve foreign corrupt practices, to the extent that they also fully cooperate and undertake appropriate remediation. Importantly, though, that presumption of no civil monetary penalty only applies to companies and individuals who are not registered or required to be registered with the CFTC. The CFTC's enforcement advisory does indicate that CFTC registrants who meet those same criteria, that is self-reporting, cooperation, and appropriate remediation, would receive a recommendation for a substantial reduction in the civil monetary penalty. But you have to bear in mind that in the past, a CFTC registrant who encountered an FCPA issue might reasonably have assumed that the DOJ and the SEC would be the only U.S. authorities with whom such issues would need to be resolved. The new enforcement advisory from the CFTC sends a clear message to CFTC registrants that that's no longer the case and that the CFTC intends to be involved in FCPA going forward. Aisling, should we anticipate that as a result of the CFTC's greater involvement in this space, the DOJ will be scaling back the attention that it gives to FCPA issues?
Absolutely not, Katie. The FCPA unit at DOJ has exclusive jurisdiction over the criminal enforcement of the FCPA, and it is not going to abdicate or minimize that role in any way merely because another civil regulator has entered the space. Presumably, the CFTC would be entering the space in the gap that involves companies involved in commodities trading or CFTC registrants, but the SEC is not involved because there's a U.S. issuer, which I think is the only gap situation. In all other situations, you might be dealing with the DOJ, the SEC, and the CFTC. Now, of course, from the DOJ perspective, both the Philip factors and what's commonly referred to as the piling on policy mean that the DOJ will consider CFTC resolutions as a regulatory alternative when evaluating the appropriate action, but it remains to be seen how that will manifest itself in practice. Practically speaking, what this means for CFTC registrants and even non-registrants engaged in businesses that overlap with the CFTC's enforcement mission is that they are now going to have to deal with yet another front in FCPA investigations.
Indeed. This is definitely going to be an area that we and our clients will be watching closely. Thank you for listening. For more information about our practice, please visit us at our website, www.sulcrom.com.